I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Suthers delivered his third annual State of the City address today, remarking on the city's successes in the past year and challenges moving forward. 91.5 KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
Mayor Suthers began by reflecting on his previous State of the City addresses, saying that the city has moved from one of great potential to one that's beginning to actually achieve that potential. He also revisited a topic from last year, the expansion of I-25. He praised members of the Pikes Peak Rural Transportation Authority for their work and credited the Colorado Department of Transportation for moving up its timetable, but he also blasted state legislators for what he called political gridlock, preventing the project from being funded.
I urge all of you to vociferously urge our state legislators and governor to put aside ideological differences, to get their priorities straight, to stop making excuses, and get this project funded.
Other challenges facing the city, Suthers said, include providing skills to job seekers to accompany the city's strong economic growth, affordable housing in light of a hot real estate and rental market, and funds for a new summit house on Pikes Peak, while the tourism industry continues to see record numbers. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.
The board that oversees Colorado state pensions is recommending higher contributions from employees and taxpayers and cuts to retirees' benefits. Lawmakers must approve any proposed changes. The latest financial report says the Public Employees Retirement Association is 58.1% funded. You've been listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Mike Purcell.